Video: Man randomly stabbed on New York City sidewalk. The city is out of control. By Amy Furrow, May 29, 2022. A man was randomly stabbed on the Upper East Side in New York City Thursday, and law enforcement is still looking for the suspect. In a video shared by the New York City Police Department, NYPD, the suspect, clad in black and wearing a balaclava mask, hopped off a bicycle before approaching the stranger while carrying a knife, the New York Post reported Sunday. The victim tried to get away, but the suspect kept coming after him, and the two ended up in the street. The victim was cut several times in the back and left arm, police said, adding he did not know the individual. Social media users reacted to the NYPD's video. One person replying, "Pretty obvious hashtag everyone needs to protect themselves. In the eyes of our politicians, the innocents are worth no more or less than the aggressors, hence the reason they are not incarcerated," the user wrote. "The city is out of control at this point. It's only getting worse, sick," another commented. Meanwhile, Democrat-controlled cities Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York City were at the forefront of urban residential decline, recent U.S. Census Bureau population estimates found. According to Breitbart News, inner-city crime is a common factor in major cities across America, with the problems besetting Chicago emblematic of how widely spread the problem of violence is. In addition, Americans lean more toward trusting Republicans than Democrats on issues such as inflation and crime, a recent ABC News/Washington Post survey found. According to the survey, Americans trust Republicans to better handle the issue of crime, 47% to the Democrats' 35%, a difference of 12%, Breitbart News reported earlier this month. The recent incident happened near a subway entrance at East 63rd Street and 3rd Avenue. Authorities continued looking for the suspect, whom they said was approximately 30 years of age. Police said medics rushed the victim to a nearby hospital, where he was in stable condition, the Post article concluded.